Blog Talk Radio.
Someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live, she ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich and famous life, cause she done been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art, she ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine, she cooking good. She tell me everything is cool when they ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real, who not after material wealth but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette, who could be from out the hood or either work for the president, as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep rooted and evident, you could be easily recruited. Your heavens in your smile, put me at ease. You the woman I need, but where is she? On the counter, my lifestyle's perception. It made my personal life out of the question. What are they expecting? I be trying to reply them. They never suppose I get my quiet timing. They think forever I'm rolling in dough, swimming in a pool of cash. God, wouldn't they know? Am I a fool or ass? I'm well known. Got people coming at me mad. I had to tell homes. I don't keep a cell phone. My bad. I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented. Strong communicator. Vagabond, I gallivant around the equator. If that would get me off the radar, it's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch, pour my Pinot Grigio crisp with some lime, yo, with this. An immaculate version of me and my biggie, with all respect, cause you the only one who gets me.
Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind my waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blend read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that. in these last days of time. The way to be paradise life relaxing. Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range. Cast, lost tribe of Shabazz. Free at last, brand new whips to crash. Then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do. Trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living, type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies, history's told foul. But I'm as wise as the old owl, plus the gold child. Seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling. Tricking six digits on chicks and still holding. Trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoners set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse things to Willie's. It's down foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that. Thugs living worried, ducked down in car seats, heat mandatory. Running from Jake, getting chased, hunger for pace. These are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state. Wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get late. Flip the ace back to safe, millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer. Making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler. Cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit, I push the 245 infinite. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felony. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my
boxes, I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains, I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. Your stinking resolution is no type of solution. Preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just wanna use me. You say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me. But how quickly we forget it. Nothing is for certain. You thought I'd stay here hurting. Your guilt trip's just not working. Repressing me to death. Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything must go, then go. That's how I choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there.
At least I had a chunk.
Okay, it's how I choose to live. No more compromises. I see past the disguises. Blindly through mind control. Stealing my eternal soul. Appealing through material. To keep me as a slave. But I'll get out. Nothing yet. Oh, I don't care if you're upset. I could care less if you're upset. See, you don't change the truth. And your hurt feelings no excuse to keep me in this box. Psychological lock. Repressing true expression. Cementing this repression. Promoting mass deception so that no one can be healed. I don't respect your system. I won't protect your system. When you talk, I don't listen. Oh, let my father's will be done. And just get out. Oh, just get out of all this bondage. Just get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. Just get out. Oh, these traditions killing freedom. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. I just accepted what you say. Keeping me among the dead. The only way to know is to walk and learn and grow. But faith is not your speed, or you'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority, afraid to face reality. The system is a joke, or you'd be smart to save your soul. Oh, and escape this mind control. You spend your life to sacrifice to a system for the dead. Oh, are you sure where's the passion in this living? Are you sure it's God you're serving? Obligated to a system, getting less than you're deserving. Who made up these schools, I say? Who made up these rules, I say? Animal conditioning, or just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this social purgatory. Just get out. Oh, these traditions are a lie. Just get out. Superstition killing freedom. Knowing my condition is the reason I must die. Just get out. Just get out. Just get out.
I'm with her.
Without him, but I know it's possible to finally be in trust every part of you. Cause all that you say you do, you love me despite myself. Sometimes I fight myself. I just can't believe that you would have anything to do with someone so insecure, someone so immature. Oh, you inspire me to be the higher me. You make my desire pure. I can't find a word to say. Please don't be mad with me. I have no identity. All that I've known is gone. All I was building on. I wanna walk with you. How do I talk to you? Touch my mouth with your hands. Touch my mouth. You are my peace of mind.
peace of mind. He's my peace of mind. He's my peace of mind. He's my peace of mind. What a joy it is to be alive. To get another chance, yeah. Every day's another chance. To get it right this time. Every day's another chance. Oh, what a merciful, merciful, merciful God. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful God. Oh, what a merciful, 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 merciful. What a wonderful, 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 merciful. Merciful, merciful, wonderful. Merciful, wonderful.
Brothers and sisters of the celestial energy, this is Brother Was Light Born, High Prince, Sima Bhakturi Anu. We're going to go into some information here, talking about the seventh dimension. All right, the seventh dimension is very important for us to learn about, because this is the dimension we link into the powers of other worlds. We look into other worldly energies. We look into other worlds within worlds. Okay. Inside of us, we have worlds. All right. We have extremely powerful worlds inside of our carbon-based bodies. And we have the ability to link into some of the most intricate levels of power ever known. Okay? So the key is what? Meditation. Alright, that's number one. Meditation is the key. The second linking into these other worlds is designing your mind to become something greater than what you are or how you feel within this earthly vessel. Okay, so the key point is to design your mind. The key point is to redesign yourself, to reshape yourself, and you reshape yourself through your thoughts. All right, there the ancient ones could link into the zodiacs. Alright, so like if you're a Taurus or you're a Cancer or you're a Capricorn or you're a Virgo, Sagittarius, Cancer, you actually have the ability to link into those star systems. And under my old channel, Remedy H, we did that lesson about linking into the star systems, linking into the powers and the energies. All right. So the key in this is to linked into other worlds. And as you go into your point of meditation, you linking into those worlds, you will find yourself moving into the powers within those worlds. And remember, whatever you do in the spirit realm shows up in the physical realm, all right, this current realm. But your third dimensional body, all right, top, bottom, front, back, side, side, the realm of thought. The realm of thought is very important because it's how you think, you know, therefore what a man thinks, therefore he becomes. Alright, so you focus on those worlds, alright, within yourself. Like, let's just say for instance, you know, I'm a Taurus. So I link into this Taurus star system. Now you have a whole cluster of different worlds in the Taurus star system. Alright, you have some planets that's got four rings and five rings, some planets that are complete, that are just gigantic, colossal planets, and you can visit those different places, okay? All right, and this is where your spirit goes. Your spirit will go into those worlds, but the spirit doesn't have to go to the worlds on the outside of you. It goes into the worlds on the inside of you, because remember, everything that's within the cosmos that you see up in the air is already inside of you. Especially we as the original carbon people, we are literally cosmic beings. So the key point is the seventh dimension is taking you into another world. We talked about the sixth dimension under Remedy H. We talked about the sixth dimension, how the sixth dimension is that dimension where you combine the fifth and the third dimension. Remember, the fifth dimension is the cosmos, all right? The sun, the moon, you know, all this crazy energy, all right? And you combine the fifth and the third dimension, that therefore your sixth dimension, your vessel becomes a six-dimensional vessel, alright? Your vessel becomes a six-dimensional vessel, which means that the energy that is within you becomes a six-dimensional energy, alright? And it literally, you can literally send that powerful energy from your vessel outward. And this is the benefits of going to the other worlds. Alright? This is the benefit of going into the other powers, the other energies, and this is what mankind fears the most, is us going into these other worlds and pulling up some crazy, stupid energy, causing their world to fall. Alright? Highly, highly important that we link into these other worlds, that we link into these other powers, these other abilities that are within us, all right, your meditation, all right. How do you meditate like this? How do you go within the worlds, you know, how you meditate? You want to sit down, and you want to be able to control your mind. Alright, you want to be able to control your mind, and you want to be able to control everything around you, okay? And you want to put your hands directly on your lap, alright? You put your hands on your lap, and you close your eyes, and you say within yourself, I'm taking myself to worlds beyond my mental capacity. Alright, therefore now you're getting ready to link into other powers of the world, and you're going to see, you know, you're going to see the faces, and you're going to see the eyes looking directly at you, and they're going to turn around and say, okay, here you go, let's go there. Alright, so this is the whole key point in linking to other worlds and being a part of this powerful cosmic fashion. You know, this is so important for us all, alright? Just wanted to pass that on to you, because, you know, this is what the seventh dimension is about. You know, the eighth dimension is when you combine all the dimensions together, alright? And we're not talking about the higher dimensions, because the eighth dimension, you haven't gotten to the higher dimension, but you combine it everything from the first dimension to the seventh dimension all together, right? That's the importance of the eighth dimension, but we're going to go into that a little deeper. All right, so, but, this early otherworldly energy, okay? Give me a second here. We're going to continue to talk about this here. I got to run into this gas station real quick. But we're going to continue to talk about the seven dimensions and all the powers that have been endowed to us. Okay. All right. I'm back now. Let's talk about Avatar Korra. Avatar Korra was a perfect example of other worlds. All right. She sat, went into meditation, and she was focusing on a higher world. Because you remember, you know, your seventh dimensional realm is you going into your higher self. All right. Avatar Korra, she was able to link into higher worlds in her meditation. Okay. She was able to link into higher worlds, and she was able to communicate with higher knowledge beings. She was able to draw energy and strength from those higher worlds. All right? The message is in the cartoon. We have a total of five higher selves. All together, it's six of us. All right? And you may have seen all six of yourselves according to your mental capacity at some time in your meditation. You got to remember the cartoon Naruto showed you that you have five higher selves. Because when in Naruto, when he does his hand mudra, when he does his hand mudra, what happens? He says a chant, and five of himself comes out, all right, which shows the five higher selves, and they have power, all right. It's just that, you know, you may see them initially, but they have power, and link it to what they don't show you in the cartoons, but your higher selves can fight with you and for you while you are in the state of battle. All right, so this is the seventh dimension, linking it to the higher world, higher energies, higher abilities, higher powers, visiting the worlds that are within you, the energies and the dimensions that are within you. So you have Mars and Jupiter and Venus all within you, but you must go higher than Mars and Jupiter and Venus. You must go outside of our current galaxy and enter. Hey, what's up, Mike? Rye. And enter into other galaxies. And the whole key is that you link into the higher energy and higher power of who you really are. All right, mankind doesn't want that. This is when you become linking into your Superman. Superman goes into another world. All right? Yes, he goes into another world. And you can see he leaves the planet, all right? When Superman leaves the planet and goes back to his home planet, what happens, he goes to a world made of crystals. So, you know, we have higher worlds that we can think into that gives us power, energies, abilities, knowledge beyond the capacity of your imagination, all right? This is what the seventh dimension is all about. You going into higher worlds, you linking into higher levels of knowledge, all right, of those worlds. You will learn those worlds and those abilities. This is what the seventh dimension is all about, all right? So what happens when you link into that seventh dimension? you're actually taking yourself into the eighth dimension, all right? You know, you're taking yourself to the eighth dimension, which is all the dimensions linked in together, but it's just that you have to get your mindset to the rest of it. And you remember, it's all about discipline. It's all about disciplining yourself to become something more powerful than what mankind. You know, it's not about being a police and all this stuff. It's about being cosmic hierarchy. That's all it's about. Cosmic hierarchy. Has nothing to do with this. Alright? We fall victim to a system that was designed to put us in this physicality. Right? Because mankind has created the one-dimensional realm. We fall victim to the one-dimensional realm, thinking that we have power, but we don't realize that there are powers with an S, there are powers beyond the first dimensional realm. And all that our people can see is the first dimension, the blinders, the money, the things, the video games, the cars, the clothes, you know, those are all first dimensional. They're not alive. They can't breathe. They can't give you energy and power. When you start looking at the higher dimensions, and we had the seventh dimension, we're going to be going to the eighth, the ninth, the tenth, the 11th. All right? And remember, this channel here, we're not doing any bashing or any other thing. We're focusing on ourselves, because the key point now, you know, is to focus on ourselves. All right? This is the true awakening. All right? So, seventh dimension, powerful realms of energy. All right, this is the first video for High Prince. All right, and as usual, all power to multi-chakra celestial angelic beings, chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. As usual, this is Brother Woodson, Prince Seema Bakuri. May chaos reign with ever power to you all.
All right, royalty. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know how long you heard my noise in the background, but I'm moving around. Royalty to everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am your host, Haru, and push through everything, you guys, whatever, despite anything that is going on that you self-created, push through. Guys, today we are going to be talking about ancient godheads. I used to always wonder what the ancient godheads was. You know, I thought that these were actually people. I don't know, what if they were people? But the ancient godheads, the ancient Egyptian godheads, there are a plethora of many of them. But I have some questions also to ask Eternal about Egypt and all this stuff. So let's go ahead. There are two clips in relation to what we're going to be talking about, the Egyptian godheads, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and play these two clips, guys, and prepare myself, and we'll be back.
Are the ancient guides of the underworld and the afterlife. Welcome to WatchMojo.com, and today we're counting down our picks for the top 10 Egyptian gods and goddesses. For this list, we're focusing specifically on Egyptian mythology only, meaning no pharaohs or Greek gods will be included.
You have my leave to go.
Number 10, Sobek. Reptile demon. Turbokites were reptile worshippers. Easily identifiable by its crocodile head, this ancient Egyptian deity offers protection from the dangers of the Nile. And while Sobek was originally acknowledged as the actual creator of the river, and perhaps even of the world, he's primarily associated with fertility. Military and pharaonic power were also in his purview. The ancient Egyptians were known to mummify crocs with the hope of receiving special care from Sobek in the afterlife. Not the calmest of gods, but certainly one of the most respected. Sobek is sometimes referenced as an extension of both Horus and Ra. Number 9. Thoth.
Wise lord of the sacred word, we seek your counsel.
Now here's an Egyptian god known for his calm and calculating ways. Originally functioning as a moon god, Thoth was later referenced as the designer of the universe itself, while also being recognized as the mediator between good and evil. In other words, Thoth kept Egyptians in check through education, even coming to be credited with the invention of writing. A multifaceted deity to be sure, and one with either an ibis or a baboon head, Thoth inspired the beautiful Egyptian art that continues to amaze the world. Somebody had to maintain the universe, and this god made it look easy in the eyes of those who offered worship.
I've seen the world created from sand and water.
Mm-hmm.
I contain all the wisdom in the universe.
Number 8. Geb.
Geb, god of earth.
He's the father of snakes and had one heck of a laugh. It was believed that Geb's booming cackles produced earthquakes, while his tears filled the earth's oceans, sometimes connected with a divine goot, and sometimes deemed partially responsible for a world egg. Geb is usually mostly recognized for vegetation along the Nile and for being a ruler over tombs. Above all, Geb had the ultimate say as to which of the dead ascended to the sky and which remained in the earth, plagued by heavy guilt. Both a facilitator and a dangerous being, Geb could easily rock the ancient Egyptian world.
A lumbering giant, patient, deliberate, unmovable. He is Geb, god of earth.
Number 7. Set, also known as Set.
I, Set, shall be your one true king.
As one of the sons of Geb, this Egyptian god was known to be violent. In fact, he dismembered his own brother Osiris. As a result, Set often feuded with Osiris' son Horus, giving rise to one of the classic tales of Egyptian mythology. Ultimately, Set complemented Horus' rule of the arable land by taking charge of the Egyptian desert. While Set has become associated with dominating tactics, he's also been vilified for his scheming ways, either within his own family hierarchy or by trying to seduce Horus for more power.
I showed you nothing. I won't make that mistake.
At the end of the proverbial day, though, the Red Desert belongs to Set. Number 6. Horus. As mentioned, this god plays a prominent role in the Osiris myth. Respected as a god of the sky, a god of war, and even a god of hunting, Horus wore many hats on his falcon head, and the Egyptian pharaohs were known to be the human embodiment of him. When it comes to his lasting legacy in the present world, there's the Great Sphinx, which is sometimes considered to be an aspect of Horus, representing the rising sun. With various forms of Horus emerging throughout history, he's mostly regarded as a solar deity, as well as the son of Isis and Osiris, which places him as a rival to Set.
I looked up to you. Of course you did.
Number 5. Isis.
She spent eternity searching for the cut-up pieces of her dead husband.
While this Egyptian goddess has been aligned with various names and skills throughout time, the myth of Isis endures through her relationship with Horus, likely inspiring the Christian imagery of Mary and baby Jesus. The mother and son relationship played a pivotal role in the pharaoh's life, as Isis herself represents the actual throne. The flooding of the Nile River was often linked to the tears shed by Isis for her murdered brother and husband, Osiris. And, along with fellow goddesses Hathor and Mut, she remains one of the most celebrated female deities of Egyptian mythology.
Isis, the Egyptian symbol of life. I meant it for your father.
What good could that old charm have done him?
Number 4. Anubis.
This depicts the god Anubis sailing the boat of Ra to the underworld.
Despite very few references to this god in classic Egyptian mythology, his name dates back to the Old Kingdom of approximately 2600 BC, where and when he was frequently visited by Khufu, Plutarch as the adopted son of Isis, Anubis offered protection for those in the afterlife, usually appearing with a canine head. In essence, this god had the ultimate say as to whether or not the dead could reach the underworld.
When a person died, they passed into a room. They were brought before Osiris and a panel of judges. And next to them was a massive scale. Then the god Anubis weighed their heart against Maat, the goddess of truth.
At times, this meant weighing the souls and guiding them along to their eternal fate. Recognized in art as both a jackal and wolf, Anubis is closely connected to the embalming and mummification process.
Who's that? The dog had a figure. Is that a demon? Well, actually, that's a jackal's head.
He is Anubis, the Egyptian guardian and protector of the dead.
Number 3, Ra.
He is the head of a parakeet.
Falcon.
Often referenced as the defining god of the Egyptian religion, this sun deity held great influence by the 5th dynasty. In fact, the famous Valley of the Kings is sometimes cited as portraying representations of Ra's beams of sunlight, and as the supposed father of the gods, he ultimately merged into the deity known as Amun-Ra, depicted in art through his relationships with Horus and Osiris. This god of the sun, underworld, and maybe even the universe made a cameo of sorts in Steven Spielberg's Raiders of the Lost Ark, which is just one of many reasons we remember him today. Number 2, Osiris.
Osiris, the god of life, was the beloved king of all the lands made bountiful by the Nile.
Son of either Geb or Ra, depending on the source, companion of Isis and the father of Horus, this is the god at the center of the Osirian myth. As the story goes, Osiris met his death at the hands of his own brother, only to be reassembled by Isis to give birth to Horus. In other words, this cycle of events led to Osiris becoming the god of the dead, meeting pharaohs after their demise and guiding them through a journey of spells and challenges. It's also been said that Osiris once ended the practice of cannibalism, restoring life to the Egyptians and transitioning them to a life of agriculture.
All are welcome to the afterlife. This is my legacy.
Before we unveil our number one pick, here are some honorable mentions.
As if the origin of the universe must forever be conceived.
Number 1, Amun-Ra. Originally known as the Hidden One and correlated with creativity, the king of gods named Amun looked after the city of Thebes around the 21st century BC. And as the creator of not only himself, but also everything thereafter, his earthly extension would become Amun-Ra, which was the result of the sun god merging with an invisible deity that the Greeks associated with Zeus himself. So, Amun-Ra held a commanding presence over the day-to-day lives of Egyptians, providing a sense of calm and personal meaning to their earthly and underworld practices. He is, and always will be, the defining presence of Egyptian gods and goddesses.
He's not built on the scale of men. He's built on the scale of gods, of one god. Amun-Ra, the god.
Do you agree with our list?
No, it's more than that. The guide to immortality.
Who do you think is the ultimate Egyptian god or goddess? For more historic top 10 published every day, be sure to subscribe to WatchMojo.com.
All right. There's one more, guys.
And regiment. Subscribe today and save $25 off your first month membership. Links are in the description. Subscribe to Secret Energy TV or this channel for future show notifications. Bonus.
What I will say and what will be the vibration of today is it's not about having all of the knowledge. It's about having wisdom and the wisdom that is necessary for you right now that's going to be the most valuable to you right now. That also means that in the whole scope of this, the most important thing right now is you in the present. Not necessarily you in the past, not necessarily you in the future. The one that's going to have the biggest impact on you is you in the present. And I come to the awareness that if you somehow don't like the world that you're in, then you're systematically saying that you don't like your mother. And that's because it's your mother that brought you into this world. So if you don't have respect for where you're at in life, that is the quest that you need to go on. If you're disappointed in yourself, if you're disgusted with yourself, if you don't feel that, hey, you know, I'm on alignment, I'm making it happen, I'm doing my thing, you know, I feel totally comfortable with who I am, that's this quest that we're on. And once you reach that point, then you'll love your mother more than anything because you'll realize that you got a chance to go through this experience because of her. And so there are many that are disgruntled with their experience at this stage, so they hate their mother or any kind of energy around them that is motherly. And it is them also that this message is for, because there is a destroy mission that is already deployed on this planet, meaning a self-destruct, where you can experience a world that is rather callous, rather dark, rather dangerous, if you may. And there's a saying, and that saying goes, if you think this world is bad, wait until you get a load of some of the others. Meaning that in this experience, rather than us looking across dimensions, if we can only remember 150 years ago where our great-great-grandmothers and fathers experienced even a world that was embedded within war. And the frequency and the vibration of war is somewhat similar to the frequency and the vibration that many felt when the whole pandemic started launching. And then all this stuff was going crazy, and the job was like, you got to stay home, and then the stock markets was crashing. And then there was this energy that was moving around, and this energy brought everyone into this awakening. In many ways, they got serious. It was now time to really get self together and figure out what self really even is. And so from time to time on the planet, we always have this wake-up call, this alarm that goes off to wake us up. And I trust that with you awakening even just one time, that you'll never sleep again, that you'll realize the power and the ability of all the things that you can do when you're constantly renewed. And as I said, this evening, it's about that. It's about that constant renewal. It's about regeneration. It's about actually offloading many of the things that are causing you to age and onboarding the right kind of awareness that will allow you to begin to not only regenerate, but begin to expand into your true mission here and your true purpose in immortality. And as I was saying when we were touching and connecting earlier, as adept, we are aware that it does not end here. So whatever we need to do it right now. Whatever we're going to experience, we need to experience it now. And while we're looking to, at times, this external idea of spiritual growth and connection that involves, I don't know, people were flying around the world on broomsticks playing Quidditch. I don't know, somebody throwing lightning from their hands at another person. Truly, the spiritual experience is personal. You could be going through one of the craziest portals inside of your mind and be sitting right next to somebody on the bus, and they don't know what's going on besides the look on your face. And you can feel an infinite amount of energetic potential inside of your body, but even then, someone right next to you may feel nothing because there's something about this experience that it's attempting to teach us. And if we allow ourselves to become apt pupils. In this case, just the being that you would, as a master, give instruction to. If we allow ourselves to become that, then we'll receive our instruction, we'll receive our guides from within. So I asked first this question on this quest. Why do we even study? Somebody complimented my second camera the other day, so there it is. I'm gonna ride out a little bit. Why do we even study? What is this whole pursuit even of spiritual knowledge? Like, I've been on this for 12 years personally in the public eye, but all my life I've been studying these books and looking through this knowledge. Why am I even doing that? Why are you even here on this show today? Like, what is it even about this message that you're looking for? What do you expect to happen? So I have to drill in with my own self, because that's what this is about. It's about me coming to an awareness of myself. Give me one second here. So it's about me coming into awareness of myself, and it's about me coming into awareness of why I'm doing what I'm doing. So I had to ask myself, why are you studying all this stuff? What are you really looking to get out of all of this? Let's stop the mind. Let's stop tomorrow. Let's stop all these people. Let's stop everything that ever happened. Just center in with me real quick and let me know, why are you doing this? And so I came up with two answers to myself right off. The first one is I want to know my origins. Just like back in the day where they would have like every single family member on the family, and this is your great-grandfather, this is your great-grandfather, this is your uncle, he did this. I wanted that. I wanted to know, you know, where were my people? Like, where did we come from? Like, what was our story? And right off, when I started seeing the story of the consensus conflicting with the ancient knowledge, that's when I knew right away that I had a journey ahead of me. Because there was this moment when I went through the awakening where I realized that I have really been lied to, that the world and all of its proponents of knowledge that it claims to have omitted what I felt was the biggest thing, which was about the activation of the human body and the power and the potential. And from there, every single thing had to be under scrutiny. So I got the opportunity in the world, in this life, to let go of everything that I thought I believed in. Like the statement says, you've learned, now you must unlearn. And I went through the difficulties in the process of actually deprogramming dogmas and deprogramming mind control and deprogramming all these different things because I wanted to. I knew that it was necessary for me to, one, know my origins, that I needed to. My origins were like at a distance, but there was no such thing as time. So, you know, since time creates space, and then that creates distance, but if there's no time, then there's no distance. So I felt like that my origins was really just probably something that was foggy, that I had too much in the way of my origins, and I needed to work on that and clear that up. The second reason that I came up with of why do I study, just right off, because, you know, it's good to ask yourself questions before you have an opportunity to think about it. And the second response was to discover this long-lost hidden power, that there's something about this awareness that comes to us that we have some type of spiritual powers and abilities that, for us, more of an experience or give you a real insight to life. And in fact, many came on board into the awakening through just the awareness of having a third eye and the possibility of a third eye. It was just something everybody was talking about, man, I'm going to open my third eye. You remember that? Sometimes, man, I'm going to open my third eye. And, you know, that became big because that's at the core of the essence of what we are on this quest for. It's like I'm on the quest also for my powers and my abilities. Deal with those two things, just my origin. I want to know, you know, where my folks come from, how powerful was we. I need that story. I need to have that knowledge. Now, we're living in a time of an entity, so people will tell you don't need that. They'll tell you don't need anything. And in many ways, they're right. It's a paradox that way. There's also that desire for origin, to know what we came through. Because they say, if you know what you came through, then you know who you are. And then when you know who you are, then you know the potential of what you can become. So that's what I've been on the quest for. That's what I was on the quest for. But I'm still on the quest. But today, I'm in such a clear state of consciousness, I can see through so many ideas of speculation. I call it speculatives. They even have a term. They call it speculative Freemasonry. And I guess everybody that's in Freemasonry is speculative. And what this just means is that if we read a scripture, let's say it says, Allah made Adam from a Kajil clot, okay? So now someone's got to come and begin to speculate on that. So they speculated. They said, yeah, that congealed clot or Adam is the red blood, you know, and then it may be the red blood in itself of Mars, Ma'adim. They'll break this thing down and start visualizing maybe Allah there, I don't know, with a huge bowl of congealed jello blood or whatever, and then form it and fashion it and never realize that that's speculative. But you could see why, because that's like very romantic. You could see why that became big, just to speculate, to have the ability to use the mind to do like a dream and to begin to create pictures around things. But then we realized that there was an entirely different level of knowledge, esoteric knowledge, if you may, a knowledge that said, let me show you that congealed clot. We're going to go into this laboratory and pull this out of the freezer and get a couple of zygotes. Shoot a couple formulas in here, give me some protein, throw this thing in the incubator. Now watch. 2 weeks later, you see something growing in there, right? Because that's not speculative. That's the master's knowledge. And you have to realize that all throughout history, you're going to always see those two things. So for those that want to understand how today's show adheres at all to the title, the two brotherhoods, the battle, the battle is the speculative and then the master. Now, you would think that this is no battle at all. Like, I mean, somebody that can really do something versus somebody that claims that they can do something is two totally different things. We're living in the world where the speculative or those that just have an idea of what goes on actually get the most attention. Well, let's talk about our yoga master. Let's talk about our masters of Tai Chi, Nai Gong. Like, you don't really, you don't hear too much about them all the time, right? So there is, in a sense, still even a conflict going on there between esoteric and exoteric. Now, obviously, one has the agenda to make sure that everyone that comes in contact with them or their system or their practices gain something. In a certain sense, goes vertical. Versus there's clearly another system that is just like, hey, you're only here for me, and I'm just going to give you this knowledge and information, but it's not going to be something that you can actually apply and do something with. It's just speculation. It's just entertainment. So what you don't want to be in all of this, I can't tell you what you don't want to be. I'll tell you what you don't have to be. It's just entertainment. That there is a level of awareness and a level of knowledge and mastery that will mean the most to you because you will get a chance to use it for yourself. And since the most important thing is you in the present, that means that this becomes an extreme treasure to you. It's actually your protection. At the purest level, protection, which I call the professional technology, is just the wisdom and the awareness of exactly how to navigate the experience without shipwrecking yourself. So this key to this long-lost power, I first want to clean the slate for all of us and say, come into the space as if you're just beginning. That, yeah, you've been on a journey, but now this is what you came on the journey for. See, because, like, the journey itself, like, I don't know, the journey to spring break. In the car with everybody, you know what I mean? Y'all probably didn't rent it something. It's like, the journey to spring break is not like spring break. So this has been a pretty incredible journey. And all of us, we have to have the courage and the honor to always come back into the space every time we learn something and talk about what we unlearned. Right, not continue to go on with the unlearning. That's like somebody who, you know, they know their craft is fallible, does not work. And like some doctors, they've come into the awareness of the holistic path, but they're still, you know, practicing that same You know, so they have the knowledge, but they're not applying it. So this application then has to come, it comes into this. I just want this to be crystal clear for you today, because remember, this is a refreshment. This is the refresh here. Realize then that more than likely the problem with this world, one of the big problems, is it has too much knowledge. Like, if I wanted to really know, have you ever Googled a dream symbol that you had? Like, you know, you dream of this, I don't know, I dream of a crocodile, right? You know, you hit Google with this, I dream of a crocodile, what does it mean? The first thing, big disasters and dangers are coming your way, right? Oh, no. You know, hopefully you don't have to go to work then. Hopefully you can keep Googling. So you keep Googling, and you'll come up with the other one, which is the protectors are in your space and are around you, the ancient one. You see what I mean? So it's like, okay, which one do I go with here? Because there's too much knowledge. So realize that it's not necessarily, as we're going to unveil even the metaphysical data set today, it's not about having all of the books. Having all of the books is equivalent to having Google, and then you go search all those books, and you're going to get so many contradicting stories. You just need the books that all are connected to the original knowledge, and only those books, right? So the aspect of this that I'm coming at is first that the world actually has a lot of knowledge, and another thing is, which has become, you know, to a detriment, and another thing is teachers don't really have the time to learn. Say that again. Teachers don't really have the time to learn. Think about, especially in the Western culture. Professor is already spending 5 days out of the week working with these kids. He's stuck in the same traffic in L.A., that you may be stuck in. He gets home, he breathes the same air as you, he gets to 8 o'clock, maybe gives a little dinner, maybe pops on his favorite show or podcast, he's back to sleep, he's back there again, or she's back there again, right? Then Saturday and Sunday come along, and everybody wants their piece. Everybody's like,
it's over.
Hey, you know, you're coming over to Auntie Brenda's tonight. Hey, let's go check out, I don't know, the Red Sox. Hey, I need help on this term paper. You're my uncle. Hey, you see what I mean? So when is this professor ever getting a chance to go beyond his or her profession? Right? So this is another phenomenon. So just with these two phenomena alone, one, there's a lot of knowledge. So imagine even when this professor is finally like, I got to go further. I can't teach second grade forever. I'm going to go study and become something new. You're going to get in the face of a million books, especially as a professor, because you got access to all the libraries. And guess what? You don't need a million books. You just need the right books. And if it just so happens that they're like a needle in the haystack,
professor will never grow, really.
Professor will peak. And as knowledge is always changing and wisdom and application is always changing, like the seasons. I mean, that there's not one specific thing you need to know. It's one specific thing that you need to know now. So if it's as a farmer, if it's a certain season, all you need to know about is planting the crop for that season. That's what becomes most imperative for me. So as the season changes, even if you just have this one-dimensional knowledge, if you may, the season may change into a dimension of knowledge that you don't have. And then I saw this happen. I saw when, even in my lifetime, that epochs turned. The technologies and the forms of energy and the way of connection and all those things changed right before our eyes. And then there were some who could not make that change. And rather than how those of us with big hearts think that someone would be there to stabilize them until they went on to the great beyond, they just got left. Some of them got fired, downgraded, and I watched all of this go on like a child in the world, just like, wow, why does that happen? Wow, why did that happen? Trying to find an integer that would make me have the ability to not make it happen to me. So here's some knowledge for you. Here's some knowledge that is wisdom if you apply it. How this is set up is, let's just say there's two different directions. The further you go in one direction, which we'll say is that's toward the source. We won't even harp on the word right now. But the closer you get to the source of the projection, the clearer things get. Now, it turns out that that's actually inward. So it's not something you're going to. It's something that you've got to go inside to get. But the closer you get, the more clear things become. And the more pure it becomes, the more refined are the abilities and the pleasures and the connections and all of that. Everything that you know to be stimulus experience just becomes more refined. And that's why I said earlier, if you think this world is bad, wait until you get a load of some of the others, because there's also another direction. We call it the horizontal. That's why horror and horror has the same horizontal, right? So horizontal is a set of knowledge that it's basically like instead of going vertical where things are consistently purifying themselves, I don't care what shape it is, if it's a circle, if it's flat or whatever. I just know as I go into the higher parts of this, I get these more refined elements, argon, helium, et cetera, hydrogen, et cetera. So it means that if I'm ascending, if you may, then I'm going to see more and more clearly. It's just a metaphor. Who cares what direction it is? It's in. It's a deep level of the metaphor with us. But if we go horizontally, then we'll keep going on and we'll begin to age. Things won't get more clear. They actually get more distorted. But you're going further and further. It'll feel like you're even dead, but you'll keep going. That's the path of the horizon. So, and this is also symbolically what the sun goes through every day. Symbolically also and physically what the body goes through every day. It dies daily. Thousands of billions of cells die out. It's over for them. Why new ones come into existence at every single moment. So I wanted to zoom in to just this awareness, though, that in a pure and unadulterated space, this would mean more than likely that your perception of everything that you think you want to know would be entirely different than it would be in a space that is suffering from some levels of distortion. Now, that's common sense. But I'm just saying that, is it possible that much of our perception about what can go on and what happens in the world is really controlled by dogmatic theories, theories of gods? What I say is, okay, so what I'm just saying directly, because I want to be very clear here, I got notes. So is our perception of advanced consciousness shaped probably by other things that other people have been seeing and even other people were seeing that showed them? How much of this knowledge and wisdom and awareness do we actually have that's not speculative, that we can actually say this is exactly what went on, this is exactly what happened? Now, again, if we got dogma and we got mind control, we will have some level of tampering. But there's also, okay, so I want this to be very clear. Today, what I mean to express is that it's not that there aren't some very powerful things in existence and that there isn't a very mystical aspect to how we exist. I'm not here to refute that because I've gone through the experiences myself. What I am saying, though, is that what's generally, though, passed to people as experiences and what can be done and what should be done, especially on a spiritual level, have nothing to do with that. They generally have something to do with some type of dogma. But we know that the highest levels of occult knowledge, we know that chemistry, i.e. psychoactive substances, we know these kind of things actually produce different levels of results that are actually very tangible. So I'm saying chemistry, alchemy, and I'm saying psychoactive substance and certain levels of occult knowledge about symbolism, language, these kind of things have a real potent effect to them. But most of the knowledge that is actually being passed out has nothing to do with that. why we want to lay this path straight for our feet is that we got to realize that this isn't real time, though. We're talking about us. I'm not talking about somebody else. I'm talking about Seven's experience in this. And then I trust that you'll be able to ask these questions to yourself and come to the same conclusion and be like, yeah, I think that honestly, especially after today, maybe we're just beginning. Because with this level of knowledge and this level of awareness, because it's very exact, it would equal an entirely different result. The distorted, unclear knowledge cannot get us to the highest levels of our experience. It's not possible for them. So when we move that out of the way, that's when we'll have it. So I also wanted to mention that, remember how I talked about how those worlds, they get worse. But I want to make sure that it's very clear that the worlds, as we know that there's a very deep connection between the word word and the word worlds, all you have to do is add an L. It's just the awareness that your mind is the world that you're living in. When your mind ceases to be connected to this world, it's like you're in a dream. You're in there now. That's where you are. Your mind is now focused on the dream, what you're calling the mind, the consciousness, whatever name you want to give it today. It's there. It's almost dead to this. So this means then if one is in a distorted world, or as I said, going horizontal, it's because the knowledge and the wisdom that they have is distorted. So very directly, what would happen when an L becomes an R? If you know that in Hebrew and in Arabic, the difference between the two dialects is an L and an R in their respective language. That's almost like the left hand and the right hand. They call it the double-edged sword. These swords or these words have power, but there were two dialects. And so in these dialectical transfers, it's like in Spanish, the V makes the B sound, right? So if even the names that you knew of your ancient country or your ancient heritage or your ancient ancestor, if the name had been changed, like instead of their name beginning with an R, it begins with an L now, or instead of it beginning with a B, it has a V, or anywhere through that, what would happen to your consciousness? So this is sometimes looked over because sometimes language is not seen to be that powerful. And I was taken to a point of when I was a child when, just to show how powerful the mind is, I always remember when I would get hurt, like I would fall or something like that, it would happen. And then I would wait for the rush of the pain. So, like, let's say I slammed my finger in the door. I would see my finger get slammed in the door, and I wouldn't feel anything at first, but then I'd be waiting, like, here it comes, the rush of the pain. So it was almost like my mind was telling me that there was going to be pain for me to feel it. Now, as you get older, it becomes natural. You hit yourself with your pain right away. But, of course, those who really train and really practice know that pain comes from the mind saying that, hey, you just slam your finger in the door, no matter what condition the finger's actually in.
Yeah.
So it's an awareness, again, that if you have control of your mind, it would really mean that you actually had control of the language and you had control of the words, and that the order of the language and the words that are in your mind would be in the right order. I've always mentioned this as, if anyone needs hope, is to remember that what has really gone on here on the planet and what can really get you to a greater stage within yourself can be articulated to you in English. So English is still a good enough language to where it can be articulated to you. English consists of 26 letters, A to Z. Now, you already know the 26 letters. You know A to Z. What you would just be missing then is the order of those words. Because those words or letters, if you put in the right order, will explain to you every single thing that ever happened here, everything that you need to know. So it's that close is what I'm saying. You have the tools that are necessary to know everything. They're that close. But what you need is the order. And the order of things becomes so important. I always say that it's very similar to the gestation process of a mother that is birthing the child. The child is developing certain things in a specific order. So those who don't like order, what happens if your heart develops before something else? So there's an extreme order going on, and whether the rebel wants to have that order or not, the rebel would just stay immature. The mature beings, they know the order because they know nothing can come against the order. As long as you are modeling everything after the order and how it all works, you never meet disappointment. So that's what I was saying. It was about the balanced knowledge. Because if you could get this knowledge, you would never find any disappointment. You would see people all around you having a bad time. Just like, I think there's a part, I believe it's in Revelation, but it comes out of another book. It says that the kingdom of heaven will come, but people won't see it. It will actually be here, almost like it's overlaying the reality that everybody else is in. And everybody else would appear to be in the same reality, but some people will already be in heaven. So they said the kingdom of heaven will be amongst you or around you, but you may not be able to see it because it's actually something that you experience. It's not something that you want to see. It's something that you want to experience. So when you get into your mind and you put things in order, then you have the potential to experience it, because I always tell myself this, listen, if you're not continuously progressing, you can't keep going on like this. You need to get more and more refined and clearer and clearer. And until that happens, anytime you ask yourself, what should I be doing? The answer should be that. That's going to be the biggest thing for you. That's going to make the most impact. But for those who really are able to succeed in this, it will be because they pretty much did it themselves. It won't be because it means that they would have worked hard for it. Why? Because they would have balanced out. You're going to work hard. It's going to work hard for you. If you're not going to work at all, then it's not going to work for you. And that's how the whole thing is. It's literally a reflector. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, there's the speculative, and the speculative makes you think that it works for those who don't really take time with it and really try. So this is the encouragement today of why you should stay persistent on this process of coming into awareness of exact knowledge, and most importantly, about your origins and about your power.
Is that it?
Good evening, everybody.
Okay, that was it.
Is this my shit? Is this
all
one?
Right. All right, guys. Royalty, royalty, royalty. I like that. I like that. He is always on point. Seven is always on point, guys. So let's go ahead and play a song, and then we'll come back and discuss.
Love and happiness, yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right, yeah, love. Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness. Oh. I'll be good to you. We'll be together. Yeah. To see each other. Walk away with victory. Yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Oh, yeah. Love and happiness. Oh, hey, hey, hey. Make you do right. And love will make you do wrong. And make you come home.
How many of you thought that the ancient godheads were people, like people were actually birds, or who's to say? What if, you know, a time in her story, because I don't like to depict history, because there's a lot of fabrication, you guys, in controlling narratives when it comes to history. Respect to everybody who is a history teacher, who lives by the rule of history. Respect, 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 guys. But please overstand divine order. Divine order is not for comfortability, you guys. So, with that being said, her story. In her story, guys, what if the ancient godheads, you know, were actually male and female? Not male and female, but the ancient godheads were half man and half feline, you know. So Eternal, you know, as always, guys, has the Pisces, you know, the divine subconscious energy, which has a lot of wisdom, you know, behind Brother Eternal. So peace and royalty onto you, Eternal. Eternal, you may unmute. We can't hear you. If you're there.
All right.
Eternal, you there? Uh-oh. Do I have him unmuted? Oh, he muted. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry, brother. I had you muted. I thought I unmuted you. Royalty.
Royalty. How you doing today, brother?
I am a little disoriented, you know what I'm saying? It's my own clutter. And I have to get myself I have to organize myself. So I'm going to day one in reorganizing my clutter. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. This is what helps. The spiritual part of ourselves. We have a spiritual side to ourselves, and we call it the church. That's why we, like you're looking at what messes with you. Messes is the same thing like Messiah or message. How you get a Messiah. So how you get a message, how you get the mess. So one who knows their messes have the message. It's a purification to cleanliness. And I know a lot of us will get agitated by the root chakra. And because the root chakra is off of its alignment, we need a lot of air. And you notice that people are still wearing a mask. So it's still showing, even for just us individually, to us universally, what we're doing to ourselves. And we're becoming aliens to the nature. Mother Nature, Mother Nurture. So the illustration that we were speaking on, that we were saying, holy cow, Batman, this is that whole purification. They made a statue that's stiff, but she's green, And she got 7 rays on her head. So it's giving you infinitely, no matter what lineage that they're speaking of, they're telling us or giving us a way of, everybody knows the secret. Yeah, it's not a secret. It's not a secret at all. It's so sacred. And that's what it makes it from a purified to unimpurified thought to everything. All right. So, okay, let's look at, we can go into, I'm going to go into this book right here. It's 777. And it's basically created by, 777 and other Kabbalistic writings of Aleister Crowley. Now, if you know about Aleister Crowley, this is why that had to been spoken about Kabbalistic texts. And the Kabbalistic text basically shows how the Aqaba or the Beta, how we became. And so like a Leo, there's expressions. And so I'm not going to go all deep because then it'd be like, I got you lost. You got to start all over. So what I'm going to do is give you the Zodiac. It's on page 92. All right. So it says the Ram is the Aries by meaning. The attribute refers to its method of combatively budding. Note that the symbolism of the Lamb is by no means the same. It pertains rather to Sephiroth in the formula of the Aeon. Now, we say A-E-O-N, and when you notice that the A-E-O-N changed to E-O-N, then it was O-N-E or O-1 or O-N-E as in Neo, N-E-O. So the name has been changed, but yet the Aeon or the Aeon is explaining for a year or like a return. So we call it the solar return, right? And then it says of Osiris, and this is where you get Osiris. Usir, and we say it with an earth kind of concept, so it wouldn't be like how you're not connected, you're connected. And so the word Osiris represents like an eye, and so if you see the all-seeing eye, you're looking at Osar or Seer in the aspect or Usir. So you're saying Usir, like you're a user. So the user of the light that becomes dark or dark becomes light. This is the probably derived from the fact that the lamb, which also lamb represents lamp. If you change the B around, it's a P. So what we did, we look forward, backwards, in and out. And that's why Allah is different. And you hear the sound when you say Allah versus Allah. You don't feel it. And just like how he was explaining with the R's and the L's, it explains why the ram is the lamb. See how that works? All right, so we're still talking about Aries. Is the tenderness, okay, wait, before I keep going. We have a codex, and the codex is from Ka and the deck, which is the text. Your deck is like basically like cards, your tarot card reader. And so it's Tarot. Tarot, and Tarot represents like a Taurus. You had a Taurus sphere. And so around your Taurus sphere comes from the three circles. You're in the middle, which is the physical Pisces that we know from the Christian aspect. But we're riding on a boat, like Batman is in the middle with his horns up, but it's his ears, not his horns. So now when we hear horn and ears, this is where we get the ram aspect from us, what we call knowledge. All right, so now, is the tender meat obtained, and therefore the priest insists on lamb being sacrificed for their benefit. The true nature of the lamb would be rather, now they say Venus Asian. You hear that? Venus Asian or lunar. So you're not only realizing that if you're having a meat intake and not knowing where they come from, how you really eating what they're eating. They probably ain't even talk. You talk to any Asians? Okay, I'm going to keep on going. But it would be better to cut it all together out the symbolic scheme because of the priestly connections with the idea has suffered. The owl is sacred to Aries as the bird Minerva. And now you got Minerva, like mine, Irva, Nerve, VA. You got all that in there. Minor, you know what I mean? So N-er, Ra, Ray, you got all of that in the word. And men. Men is a deity. All these that somebody's going to give you, there's a higher power amongst that. And if you're not tapping into that, you don't really got it. So it's like you running around with a toy and you calling it a tool, yet it's a toy and it could be really a weapon. So how you weaponize yourself is not to use it as a weapon. See, we a pawn, that's what the word weapon is. So if you know how to break the word down, show yourself again, and then you see where nope, no pope come from. All right, so the bull is the cherub. Now, this says cherub, as in K-E-R-U-B, like K and rub. So cherub, just like how you say scarab. All right, so of the earth. All beasts of burden and those used in agriculture may be attributed here. All animals of dual. Now, here we go with Noah. Now, you Noah what you do, right? But you Noah through your nose. That's a Taurus energy. We're not talking about it, but that's how it relates to it. So this is where you're getting your kind of like your secrets that you didn't know was nurture and nature. How is it that a bull tills the earth? That's why you know that it's a bull, not just Cain, but a bull to do things as well. Nature and nurture, we would say, in any respect. So that's why nurture is here. This is not in the wordplay. I'm just throwing it in there. This in any respect pertains partly to what I'm getting ready to say that makes sense. Gemini. See, now Gemini is not a twin. It's a trinity. We see we've been using Gemini as a two duality. Yet the dual is you and nature. If you don't see it, then it goes right by you and you're missing that Mercury energy. All right, so the magpie is especially sacred so for this sign because of its piebald plumage and its power of the speech. Now, when you hear about the plumage, you're speaking about something that like an architect that will put down to make a line. Now, the line, like let's say you're in the art, right, which you are, you will want to have an endless image in your picture one day. And so the way you can do it is you have to put an actual middle center towards your picture. And you got to actually make it go into the projection like as if it's going all the way down. You know what I mean? But it's a flat paper. So you got to actually use your imagination to change that level where it's at right in the center to where now you can make a vanishing point. That's what they call it in art. The parrot is given here for similar reasons. Now, notice I said parrot. We're already going to the bird, and this is coming from someone who's like, they're telling you a story, but it's coming from a story that they're getting it from, they still don't know what it is. Now, I could go further before that, but we'll be going all over the place. So I'm going to stay where I'm going to keep going where I'm at. The parrot is given here for similar reasons. The zebra is here on account of its stripes. Now, it's not saying strip, like stripper. All right, okay. All hybrids pertain to Gemini. See how that worked? Both on account of their dual nature and because they are sterile like Mercury. See how they're coming from a different planet. The penguin is here as a superficially imitating man. The crab pertains to Cancer as a translation of the word. You know, you say in the beginning was the word, but it's the sound. So when sound becomes physical, it's like a K, ka, with a ra and an ab, crab. So we're using a word, but we don't know that it's there, just like zebra, zebra. They call it zebra, not zebra. But we'll say zebra, and we don't hear the ra, no, the z, from z to a, and an eb. Eb is a flow. You know what I mean? Ebb and flow, right? So it's the point of you're seeing a beginning, a middle, and an end in our words, or then it's shortened to two sound syllables, and now you don't get that energy. So you have to, even if the word is shortened, pause it in between so you can get the power out of it. That way you can feel it. Because if you're not, like how they say the word, the turtle, you'll start to feel what's going on in between that. Because there's a two in turtle. But because we don't pause it, we shorten the word. And now it does feel colonized by how we speak. And then everybody wants you to speak that way so that you never figure it out. So now they'll be always on top of you because your mother, like I said earlier in earlier conversations, that your mother gave you a language. You didn't write that down. You didn't have to write that down. Everybody knows what it is. You didn't have to go to somebody and say, how you write down at? It's like, well, I guess they'll take a guess at it, a stab at it, but they really don't know. That's not personally, because we didn't have to write down words. Words without sound. All right, so okay, I'm going to keep going. The turtle is found among the symbols of the court cards of the suit of cups. Now, I noticed when I was in Virginia Beach and I was hitting the jet ski, and there was a big sea turtle came out of nowhere. I mean, bigger than a human. Jumped out of the water and came right back in, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. And I've been, like, studying the turtle for a second, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you know, because, you know, they're part of the mental art, how they became part of everything. Then Kung Fu Panda. If y'all ain't seen that, Kung Fu Panda 3, watch that. I ain't going to keep going because I'll be digressing. The whale suggests Cancer because of its power of blowing water. Now, you remember Jonah and the whale? All right, I'm going to stop. I'm going to keep going. And its faculty in incorrect tradition of swallowing large objects such as profits. Okay, that we're getting deep with that one, but we're going to keep on going. All beasts are transported may be attributed here in reference to, and then they got ATU number 7 as a Roman numeral. And then Leo means lion and is the Karub of fire, the cat of the lion family. So also is the tiger. So I don't know if you paid attention to that in Kung Fu Panda. Okay. The serpent. Now, I know you probably paid attention to the snake in there. All right, here we go. And is given to Leo because of the letter Teth, T-E-T-H, means serpent. All right, so now you're kind of hearing what Tahuti, without calling it out there like that. There is an important mystery concealed in ATU number 8. And woman may be attributed to Leo in respect to her sexuality of furiosity through which she dominates man, that is, the lower element in man, especially his courage, as represented by the lion. All animals which go solitary are attributed here, as also those which refuse to unite with others. This is the connection not only with the ATU, now this is going into volume 9, but also the cold-bloodedness of Mercury, the rhinoceros. You see, he fought in Kung Fu Panda 3, the rhinoceros. So this is why you got to be paying attention how the signs and the symbols came out. First one, I think he fought was a big tiger or something like that. I remember it was some kind of tiger. He was dope, though. All right, so the rhinoceros, the single horn, suggests Mercury. Now, I've had a beetle horn come into Herbal Market Wellness Center and came out and passed away on the curb. Then I said, yo, I want this in an organite, and I got it. I still got that joint. So this is dope how I see this and knowing it's a part of your timeline. That's why the metal, what we call metal, M-E-T or Timu, they're a part of your mental, right? And then they're also a part of your, what they call it, totem. And a totem is the animals. Your animal instincts or characteristics start to show in its personification. They call it, in the Greek terminology, anthropomorphic. So now you're seeing how one who lived in nature versus an ant living in nature, you can see how the ant survives. And it's not just surviving, it's more like striving. And so colonizing, like forward plant, taking away the four with a D, a forward plant, once the plant came out, it took away all the plants. And no one else had plants out there as the business. So that's what, like, becoming a robotic to this world was like this dog we were talking about earlier. He wanted this song. I was like, man, I would love to have that song. But, you know, they ain't going to give you that robotic God dog is what's going on to our society. And, you know, because of the Matrix, it would be digressing. I'm going to keep on going. Horn suggests Mercury, line 8, in the Dhammapada. He is taken as the emblem of the hermit. So now you're getting the hermit, like the hermit being the crab. All right. The elephant is given to Libra because equilibrium is the basis of the universe. So now if you think about that, we still talk about number 7. When we go up the line from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 is Leo, right? 6 will be a representation of the Virgo. So you're going into your belly of thought. So now when you go into 7, it goes in your pituitary gland. And so that works where this aspect of the elephant or elephantine, all of that connects to the Elah, the El, the Elo, the Elohim, all that, the Fa, the PH, the Pa, the Fa, the Fa Ant. So when you look at words, the ant, the not, all that's there, you don't want to look at it just one verbatim. That's how you look at a movie and you say, oh, I've seen it already. But you ain't really see it. You got to go back and look. Mm-hmm. Like, how did that get past me? And it's like, because it was meant for her to get past the ignorant, not the intelligent. The intelligent would know it at every point, wherever the point is coming from, the lower self, the higher self, and the mid self, not just the lower self and the high self. Because that would just be like we're separating each other. That's why this started out with the dual conversation. All right, so I'm going to keep on going. The symmetry of any animal is of the nature of Libra. Uh-oh, okay. And so when we may place in this group any animal which makes symmetrical patterns, as the instance, the spider, oh, man, like Spider-Man, okay, Peter, but even the spiders which live in the earth build their houses with a great regularity. Scorpio means scorpion. The beetle is given to Scorpio, chiefly on account of the peculiar color. Just like if you watch the Maya and the Three, they use the Scorpio in there, and it was a woman. And you wouldn't pay attention to it, but you'd be like, okay, I'm seeing something. The Empress scale, column, volume, they got 18. And partly because of the certain habits, such as the transmutation. Now, of course, we don't go with transmutation. We do transform, not transmute. The mute is connected to mut. Mut is they made muda in mut. So if we don't know about mut, we can't say what that is until we know what they're using it for. Mut represents, how they say, mutt. So when you think of a dog and a poo, that's one of the underworld. So when they give you these words, it's like in the beginning was word. So they want to colonize you before you even knew what the word was. And now you got an issue. I don't know if you want to keep rocking with it. That's up to you. However, these are the choices in the leg bus mentality. Leg is legend. Leg with a leg and ba. Ba being ab. So, like, when they separated, put them to sleep, that was the whole idea. We are asleep until you wake up. All right, okay. Through putrefaction, all reptiles may be placed here for this reason. Okay, now you know the reptile nation. The lobster and crayfish are, as to speak, water scorpions. Okay, y'all eating them. The wolf is naturally appropriate to the night house of Mars. Okay, that's why I'm on. I'm a shark with that one. The shark is on one of the most material inhabitants of the sea. The crab louse refers to Scorpio, both by nature and habitat. The centaur is traditionally connected with the archery. Besides being partly a horse, the horse itself is connected with the idea of hunting and speed. Note that the speed of Sagittarius
is the
flickering of a dying fire. Mm-hmm. Well, we got to go.
No. I was telling my cat I'm sorry. I'm listening.
Oh. It's not to confuse with the speed. Oh, yeah, that happened. Mm-hmm. Oh, see, this confirmation. It's not to be confused with the speed of Mercury. They can't go too fast, Gemini. That's how you kicked your cat.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the speed of thought or electricity. they call it a hippogriff. Combines the horse of Mars with the eagle of Jupiter. The dog is sacred to the huntress Artemis. Capricornius means goat. They call it the ASS. I ain't going to speak it out, but you got it. And the oyster are traditionally sacred to, now they say Priapus, and that's P-R-I-A and P-U-S. An animal is sacred to Capricorn in respect of its ambition, actual or symbolic. It is the leaping of the goat and its fondness for high and barren mountains, which connect it with the Capricorn. The sign which represents the zenith. See, that's why this word is important. Zen, zenith, init, nut, twin. All that word is in there, and you can see more. I'm just throwing a little bit. You can just got to tap into that more. Okay. And unit. All right, I'm going to keep going. In the zodiac. Now, remember, when we talk about zodiac, it's zodiacus. It's more than just the one part. One person be like, oh, I'm a Pisces. Nah. You the whole thing, right? Jesus sat with 12 disciples. We already know the story. We heard it. Michelangelo sat there with 12 disciples, you know, did the painting, had people, okay, all right, what are we looking at? 13 moon cycles we're talking about. So if you don't see a whole of yourself by 2011, which they were saying already by 1999, it was already being simulation, you got to now start paying attention to some stuff. Things have been flipping it. Oh, this deja vu. No, that's a French terminology. You ain't even French. And French ain't even French. That's Frank. That's Frankenstein. So if you're using these words and making you feel like you're doing some power, you're not. You walking around imitating and hurting people's feelings. So, all right, I'm going to go. Note that the sexual instinct should primarily be regarded as indicative of the ambition or aspiration of the animal to higher things. So we're talking about how Capricorn, you know, when the sexual instinct becomes primary, people don't know what's going on with the ambition, the aspiration, right? So now in the peacock, is the bird of Juno as the lady of air and especially Aquarius. But the peacock may be also referred to, this is where we get Tephera. And we got T-I-P-H-E-R, you hear the fire, the free, the fra, the E-T-H, or even to Mercury and Sagittarius, an account of its plumage. Now, this is where we also get Sekhmet energy. We're going to keep going, but just like with Kepra represents the beetle that we were talking about with the Capricorn. So it's ironic. It's still giving you our stuff, but it ain't telling you where it's coming from. All right, so let me just keep on going. The vision of the universal peacock is connected with the buadic vision in which the universe is perceived as a whole in every part as the essence of joy and beauty. But its diversity, this is connected with the symbolism of the rainbow, which refers to the middle stage in alchemical working when the matter of the work takes on diversity of flashing colors. That's why you know the disco ball is a mesmer. Now, if you look up mesmer, he's an actual professor. That's how he was talking about earlier. Teachers aren't really teachers. You know what I'm saying? They're just repeaters. And so you got to see how the teachers are just repeating stuff. Now you got to know who's the professors, because they're professing something more on a confessional thought. You got to get it in. You know what I'm saying? So this is, however, is connected not so much with the nature of Sagittarius in itself as an isolation constellation, but with its position on the tree of life as leading from Yasud to Tipperah. The same kith must therefore be regarded in this matter as the threshold. Now, the same kith is S-A-M-E-K-H. You hear Mech, Amek, Samek, Sam. It's a lot. Sa-ma-k. And even with Yasad, you know, and Yasad is what we've been hearing a lot of. Okay, so now, most must therefore be regarded in the matter of the threshold of Tipperah, even as Gimel is the threshold of Kether and Tau of Yasar. Now we're going into, basically, if you know about the Kabbalah, which I know that we don't really have to talk about that, but we can. It's the circles that we're looking at in ourselves. Therefore, constitute the three main, here we go, balanced spiritual experiences in the way of attainment. So now, Pisces means fish, but is, as previously indicted, actually fish did not belong here so much as to Mercury. The dolphin pertains to Pisces, principally because Venus is exalted in the sign, which is the ruler Jupiter, is also implied in the attribution of which we as the outcome in the title of the Hierophant to the crown of the France. See, here's France. The beetle is Kepra, the sun at midnight, who is shown traveling through the pool of night. And that's in ATU again, number 18, volume 18. Pisces, moreover, is that greatest darkness, because the dawn of the year, which they were saying earlier, it was Aeon, in the parallel symbolism, there is also a mystery in the fact that the beetle rose up a ball of dung, this constructing the sun from the excrement of purification. As it is written, it is the excrement of chronozone. Coronzone. That one takes the material for the creation of what they call a god. Jackal is shown, ATU, and now it's the volume 18 again. He also feeds on excrement. The sign Pisces represents the apparent stagnation of the work, its final decomposition, and it is this moment that is brought by the Redeemer, who also descended into the lowest hell for the purpose across the threshold into the higher sphere. Note that this is because the condition of the experiment, that the work necessarily lends itself to every form of glamour and illusion. Its nature is certain to this misinterpretation, even by the Redeemer himself, insofar as he is compelled to fix his attention upon the matter of the work, and so the lost sight for the moment of the essential truth which underlies its appearance. The dog is attributed to Pisces as an account of his being sacred to the moon. The title of ATU again, and then it's 18 as the volume. The dog baying the moon with the, and now you got baying. You know, baying is also B-E-Y and obey. You know, that's where you get bebe children. You know, it's a lot. Okay. With the accompanying assumption of witchcraft. Why you got witchcraft? You know what I'm saying? Okay. And all the type of phenomena which we associate with the treacherous semi-darkness of the waning moon. are shown in some version of the trumps by artists who did not understand the deeper symbolism of Kephiroth. So when you see the horns, they also represent the moon. That's what they were just telling you right there. And then Kephiroth and Anubis, which they call Impu. The false misinterpretation. Oh, hold on for a second.
Okay. All right, guys.
Wait. All right. Let me hold on for a second.
Okay. All right, you guys. Let me play a song real quick, and we will be right back.
Okay, I'm back. Apologize.
All right.
So, yeah, so. What was that? Okay, wait.
All right. So, guys, we're going to go ahead and play a song real quick, and we will be right back. Where did it go? Okay.
Is obscene. We've got it twisted in this lucid dream, baptized in boundaries, schooled in sin, divided by difference, sexuality and skin. Oh, so we can hate each other and fear each other. We can build these walls between each other, baby, blow by blow and brick by brick. Keep yourself locked in. Yeah, we can hate each other and fear each other. We can build these walls between each other, baby, blow by blow and brick by brick. Keep yourself locked in, yourself locked. Oh, give life. to this beautiful dream. Cause peace and love ain't so far. If we nurse our wounds before they scar, nurse our wounds before they.
Oh my God, you guys cannot hear me. Oh wow, you told her that whole time you couldn't even hear me. Oh wow, I'm so sorry. I was talking and thinking I was, I'm sorry you guys. I'm like laying down. I have like not that much energy today, guys. I'm so sorry. But Eternal, if you're speaking, we cannot hear you. Let me know when you're back, Eternal. But peace, guys. Hope you guys are enjoying the podcast, guys. The ancient Godheads, you know, I want Eternal to answer some questions about the ancient Godheads, guys. These are everything in my observation is symbolism. You know what I'm saying? So the segment, you know, was a woman. If you look at the cat segment, let's take segment as an example. An example, it's a feline woman. So, you know, it's the fire energy, the cat energy, the prowler energy. You know what I'm saying? So that's the depiction, you guys, is the feline.
Where the hell?
Okay. So the feline is the depiction. Okay. So, yes, guys. So, and that's the deity, guys. We got, let me go ahead and play another song real quick, and we'll be back, because this is one that I really can't teach on, because I'm still a student, too. So, yeah, we'll play music until Eternal comes back. All right, guys, you know that he works, peace, shout out to him, because he works, at a metaphysical store, metaphysical store, and he's working while he's, you know, doing this. So shout out to him for that, guys. You know, because he's, you know, we like right now I have like low energy, you guys. So we're still here. You know what I'm saying? One thing about it, I promise myself is that we I'm stalling y'all, but yep, here we go.
Beautiful, sexy, easy, 1, 2, 3.
I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause.
Boy, good. Boy, good.
Good and terrible.
Thank you.
The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine.
Yeah.
Let it shine, let it shine.
Which one of y'all
let it shine?
Let it shine.
I like to give a big round of applause to my band. Sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sex. My band, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate.
Nigga be hurt for life, hoe be hurt for life. Nigga be hurt, she don't die for real. She just hate niggas for life. Hurt people, can't you see?
Border programs from the projects. It's the project to stop your progress. Keep you obsessed with fancy objects. To crack your third eye, it's the process. It's the hot mess out here for a melanated nigga. I say meditating
nigga. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Which one of y'all gon'
shine? Let it shine.
Big round calls to my band. Sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, my band. Sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate, sexual chocolate.
Yeah, damn, homie, I invoke the dead, homies on the other side, to bring this shit back alive, alive. No one really died. You sound hurt, all you do is complain. You the face of the niggas ain't shit campaign. Seven circuits in your brain, you addicted to pain. Addicted to the chemicals that get released in your veins. Just let your soul go.
Let it shine.
Like, which one of y'all gonna
shine?
All my ladies, make it clap.
Why you in the clapping mood?
Make it clap, clap, clapping, clapping, clap,
clapping.
If you feel it in your soul, make it clap.
Why you in the clapping mood?
All my ladies, make it clap.
Many of us do not feel that Bobby Hemmett is truly dead. Eternal, are you back? Eternal, let me know when you're back. I'm not sure what happened with this song, but anyway, guys, if just in case, we only have 39 minutes left. Just in case we have to close
right
the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to close this out. All right, Eternal. I was gonna play a lecture until you got back, but Eternal, I have some questions for you, if you don't mind. I don't know where you. I
well,
think
before you,
kind you
go,
of,
I want to
go
say,
ahead, finish
wait,
your,
okay.
Finish.
So the Jonah and the Jonah the whale connects to the Jonah the Pope, which they call John. So that's why the John Doe, Jonah, what they call it, G.I. Jane, Mary Jane. All that's the connection. So we haven't seen Mutt because that's Mutter or Mother. And Mutter, Mutter, Mother is the masculine and the feminine. So now the feminine and the masculine. Thor represents the child. So Mutter, Mother is the mother and the child. So this is how we are connected to Athor. Athor is the one who authorized or write it out from the raw energy in reverse. So now R or Ray is A-R-E, right? And R-E is one, and then R-A is another. So when we use the words, it's there, it's the connotation, and it's a root, and a prefix, and a suffix. So it has into the pathos, the logos, and the ethos. And that is the hexagrammal conversations that we have from A to Z alphabet. Like if I said, let's go into 26, right? 26 is the ending of the all the alphabets, right? But it equals 8. If I go into the X, if I go into the Y, that's 7. That's why man is also the Y chromosome. Then if I go into the X, that's 6. So they go Mary. And then if I go into the 5, what is that? That's V, right? No, W. Right?
Uh-huh.
S-T-U-V-W. Yeah, so now U will be 4. You're the connection to the 4. So if we did a reverse on the numbers and see how that worked as well, we'll see another way of speaking the language. We have our own language. It's through our logos, our pathos, and our ethos. And the ethos represents your ethnos. So your ethnos is your etheric way. Your thumb, you stick it in the ground, you're going to start figuring some stuff out, whether it's something bites you, don't bite you. You eat meat, it bites you, don't bite you because of the blood. you know, and that's how you see how what I was speaking about, the liver, I mean, not liver, the leopard, or the, not leopard, the lizard, and how the lion eats their meat is ma'at. So when they were putting stuff on the walls, they weren't telling you eat meat. It was actually showing you metamorph thought. So now principles became it, not just gender. And a lot of us get mixed up with that, and that's why the conversation gets distorted. All right, you can go ahead, brother.
So my question for you, Eternal, is now the ancient Godhead. My first question when I had got reintroduced into spirituality, my first question was I thought that the ancient Godhead, I thought that that was they were actually really people like that, like there were people with people in ancient Egypt who were really like cat people. You know, I thought like it was real, but come to find out, they're actually depictions and meanings behind the figure. So my question is, are they real people or are they depictions of something deeper?
I'm going to say yes and no, or no and yes, because when you have the Zoo Island, you got Dr. Jekyll on the Zoo Island. He created his own way, like they call it Yakub, the story of Yakub. So it was like how to bring out a different graphic of people, not drafted, but grafted differently. So now drafted. The word drafted, you know how we go to military. This is where the militia started. So we all became like a kind of like what we look at it, prisoners of war. We don't know why we're fighting because we're soldiers and we all have some kind of warrior spirit amongst us. We just might be using it for the wrong intent. And so there's the Tuskegee experiment, which was supposed to be an institute, and things where we thought we were being free as a man, but it's now free as dumb. So now the freedom is being dumb by being free. Now you don't know how to be free. So it's like the cave mentality. That's why the bat came out of the cave. And you look at that so much. The Dark Knight represents British Knight. So you look at Breton or Brutus, that's where the barbarian starts. But the barbarian is really not the barbarian. Barbarian is the Aztec, the mestizos that they wanted to call it. That's where you hear the word mutt. But they didn't want to call them mutts, so they call them Mexicans. But this is where you get Olmec. So we're finding out Aztec, Toltec, and I got that from my seer, Duke of Tears. He breaks it down. YouTube him. You know, if you really want to get more into him, like he's phenomenal. He helped me out with while I was going through my divorce, how to stable myself to where my Buddha side started to become stronger for me to actually probe in with the Ra. You call it Godhead, that's called Ra. And so the rolling of the tongue. If you can do that, that's like what the snakes did. And so that showed us the pituitary gland. And we didn't use that. So the R and the L, how people hear it from an Asian point, they can't really speak it. So now you're seeing they foreigners and not us. And that's why we can say the R and the L different. Yet it also showed that we're giving colonization a freedom. And so now we're not really seeing who we are. And we kind of like demoralize ourselves as demon and demoralize. But the moral or more is in the word. You got to reverse the manhood by taking them to being a doghood. So now they dog and poo by first using and poo because you got to have some kind of underworld worker with you. So they put the dog next to them so that way they can still learn the prophet's way and at the same time demoralize the prophet. So the message or the Messiah, that's why dogs being ran and, you know, they use them to hurt people as hunters. This became the Batman in a different way. The dog became a bat or a bat became a dog. And that's the jack of all trades. So if you think of Jack is really the aspect of getting connected. And so Jack, like how you put into the wall, that's the electricity energy. So you can see as Jack being the Aquarius energy, right? And then you have John. John is actually the connection to the water. So we're looking at Pisces end up being that other side, the conduit energy, to flow it from now to the bottom of the feet to now to the head. So Aquarius represents the ankles, but also represents the electricity. So we're using the Aquarius energy and the Pisces feet spiritually to align back the ram and ramification ahead. And so now you're doing the 13 cycle, the 1320 or the 1328. 28 represents the 28-day cycle that woman has. They call menstruation for 13, right, in the cycles of the moon. And so that's the explanation to why the 10 or 28 still is a 10, but one is a and a half. They still made it a 12. So from 10 to 12, missing the 11, there's always these poles that people put up in front of us. And they call it the two ball and a cane. So they made the two balls, not two lines, but two dots. So now the two balls and a cane became the one line in between and the two dots. But yet at the same time, you had to have it as a cane. So it looks like the letter R as a rook. That's why it's still a knight, still connected to Batman, all the things that they do. And you ever see a horse being in there, that's still a knight. So they're showing you Haru. They're showing you, you got the symbolic symbols off the chessboard. The rook, all them people up there, the core. The core is rook backwards. So if you know the rook, that goes up and down, left and right. So that's your north, south, east, and west. Now you know it from a cylinder point of view, though. So now that's going from the bottom of the ground all the way to its highest height, like a watchtower or a watchman. So you're seeing everybody that moves the bishop. He goes diagonal like an arrow. So it's like shooting arrows. So now you're seeing that it's night and day to it. One got the black piece, one got the white piece, but they're on your side. They're not on their side. But then you got them on the other side. I got the same mirror effect. So it's all about learning your chess pieces, right? And then you're working on to the queen who's, you know what I mean, doing her thing. Like she's top of the line. Like she can move everywhere. She can do everybody move. However, she get caught out there, she get caught out there. And people don't want to lose the queen. Yet at the same time, you can always get her back or get another one, I should say, when you get to the other side of the board by the time you use your pawn, which is like what they consider as a soldier, doing what the work is and get to the other side. So this is why life and late and nature is about the chess and the chess. So how you treasure yourself, how you measure yourself. You a king. But if you don't see the king, it's because of the ing thing that we do. It's a continuing ring constant. So like if you think of the number eight, see, when we got Moors, they talked about the seven. But then we go into eight, which is circulate out of the seven. So you can't stay at one number. You got to keep going. And so now, what is eight about? That's why Noble Jorley came out and was explaining the eight, but then people didn't want him around. And then there's Malcolm X who came out. He was explaining from an eight point of view. Nope, don't want you either because you were 9-10. You were one and a nine that makes it a 10. So you were 9-10. Now, you definitely can't talk about the eight because you're talking about it in the X form. So now it was the external talking about the internal, what we still have to do right now, everybody, anybody can step back and say, oh, I ain't got to do this. Okay, fine. Well, you're going to stay here longer on this planet doing all the work. You're going to do more work than you thought. So now you're going to be wasting time doing work versus doing the work you like to do. If you like doing work, then okay, make it diligent. Make it to a point where you did work, good. But don't make it to a point where you're satisfied with that work. Don't look at it like, oh, I did all I had to do. Like someone told me, they waiting for the chiropractor to help stretch them. That's like waiting on Jesus. You waiting on Jesus or you part of Jesus? You got to start putting that Jesus piece back in you. If you got Jesus as your attribute, go and do it. If you got Christian as the attribute, go ahead and do it. I'm just saying you got to put more of an effort in it. Now, of course, if you're using Jesus, you got to know his origin too, just like the Joanna. The Joanna represents the John. They changed John the Pope from Joanna the Pope. And Joanna was a Leo. Okay. See, we don't know about the Leos. You got to really start knowing about the Wonder Woman that's on the earth. And if we ain't connected to the Wonder Woman, we're kind of really messing up for real, for real. And we're going to keep
Wonder
messing
Woman
up the rules.
Wonder Woman does give me Leo energy.
What? All day. When she put them arms up, you know she's in her star point, right? When she spread her legs, that's, mm-hmm. that's a wrap. You better not even, you better walk away while you got time. And she was standing with her legs closed. When she put them legs out, I was like, uh-oh, now I'm getting out of here. Because this is some superhero stuff about to happen out here, and it's the Het Hutter. So it changes even one who has the Het or the hut or the house on their head is like having a hat on their head. So that Hat or Het or Tuh is the Tahuti. You're having a bird connection, the Ba energy. That's why they call the woman a part of the Baphomet. They made it a feminine cow. I mean, a feminine goat. But the goat, how can it be feminine as a masculine? So they made it with anthropomorphic to show what they want to see out of the feminine, you know, and that made it to a point where we could see the symbolism, but we also would be perverted by it. And so now we think woman is degrading because she looks like an animal. So they put the cow jumping over the moon like she's domestic. So now whenever we do rape, we do it mentally, physically, and spiritually. That's take away your manhood. So, but first, I got to get you to do that to yourself. So I got to make you like, you sneaky like a sneaker. That's where the word sneak and sneaker is in there. Sneak, sneaky, neat, unique, but not seeing the other words. So it's a key to your sneaker. But the key is represented by Shu. Shu is your deity. And there's all types of deities that's around. But Shu represents the Sa, the feminine divine, and the Hu, masculine divine. Now, of course, Hu was argumentative. That's when he ran into Sa. And Sa bring in the feminality, the curve, the wave, versus just the line that's straight and rugged. So now we have to learn that we can't just be masculine all the way. We got to actually have some kind of feminality to ourselves. And that's the problems that we are still facing. And if we didn't do it since our childhood, we're going to be an adult doing the same thing. Get into a relationship, same thing. It's never going to end until you start doing the work within yourself. And so that's why Tahuti or Tut, King Tut, that we got right here at the top of the stairs. See how that works? At the top of the stairs, they got King Tut sitting right here. So that's the symbol of Tahuti. And we know Tahuti got the serpent or the snake and the vulture. That's going through different levels of yourself. That's why what I was sending you was those Enods. You got certain Enoch, certain deities, certain levels. Like there was 9 levels that we know. First, it was 7 levels that we know. But if you look at the movie series, Moonlight, that I was telling you about, they showing you there's 9 levels. And that's giving you the other clue to say that I know we went in the circle 7, but now we come out to 8, like I Ching. I Ching represents the chessboard. So the 64 on the grid, that represents the Tao. So we got the pieces, we just not keep going with it. We just kind of stop. Just like Malcolm X not being El Hajj Malik Shabazz, that same level. Like we see Cassius Clay, but then he became Muhammad Ali. But how did he become Muhammad Ali? We got Muhammad, right? But then we also have Ali. Ali represents the feminine part of him, not Muhammad. So for him to have a name, it wasn't about the man. It was about the woman. Once he had Ali there, he was part of the Nation of Islam. And so that changed the whole dynamic of how we really do be having a woman to help us. If we don't, we about to downfall for real. If we don't get these women helping us, I'm telling you, like most of the people that buy copper from me are women. I got brothers who come, but it's women. And they, you know, and I know that that's why I got to keep myself in tune. That's what let me know that if you're doing the right thing, it's paid for you. But if you're doing the wrong thing, that's also paid for you. And so I look at it like, if you love your mother, like Brother Seven said, love your mother first, and then you see how you can love all women around you, even if they don't love you, even if they don't love you. Yeah, there's some women that ain't going to love you. You got to test you. This is why it's called testament. It's the first testicles that you learn
know, that was
before the new testament.
You know, that was hard for me. That was hard for me to hear Seven say that. It was very hard for me, but the understanding will come. But yeah,
because it's a cure to it. You can't just always throw pain out. A painter throws pain out, but then you're an artist, you come out of the pain. You come looking articulated. You look at it and be like, dang, that looks good. If I put this, and then if somebody else come and say, what if you did that? I'm like, oh, that's a great idea. And then you put that in there, man, you now not only an artist to yourself, you're an artist in the view of other people. And that makes it a point where how you're usir, the asir, is the user of light. versus the one who hides it and make it dark. See, when they put Dark Knight out, he's so close to vengeance that he could be right on the border of killer and murder. So now he might not know the difference. So now his kill is for murder, and the murder is for kill. And then he'd be like, oh, wait a minute, what you doing? Oh, I'm only thinking for myself. Wait, that's not how it worked, Batman. So Ma'at is like learning the bat signal. That was the Ma'at. It was the boat. It was had left and a right, just like the Ankh. The Ankh represents the left and the right, the masculine and the feminine of a child. Everybody came in with the children of the sun energy, but they don't see it as people of the sun. So now what children is the people of the sun versus saying, oh, I hate the sun. So now you're seeing it in from the dark or the arch way of the Noah, knowing that the dual is that, your skin of the Moses, as they say, abracadabra. But if you look at least, like I said, the four letters from the beginning as the end and count backwards from the eight that you know is from 26 on back, you start to see some other retracking that you ain't know about. Just like yourself, you 9 months birth, but did you do 10, 11, 12? So you missing 3 months of the earth. And since you've been doing that, you're like, I ain't got to listen to that. Go ahead, keep going then. Keep going. See how far you get with that. And then you'll find out there's a backside of yourself you don't like. All right, so let's do this. Let's say I'm a Leo, right? I go 5, 4, 3, 2. So I got to learn everything in a 5, 4, and a 3, right? The Leo was 5, mm-hmm. right? That's the 5th house.
Okay.
So that's like the playful house. That's the playful house. That's like I could play all the time, but then there's no playoff. I'm going to go through because I don't really, I just like playing. I ain't really there for mm-hmm. that. But at the same time, Leo represents the Heru. So now learning how from 5 to 0 would be important. From 0 to 5, all the numbers is also like letters. So when we do everything like A to E is 5. 5 is that Leo. So now Heru, right, is the Heru. And there's also the masculine, her and you together, and the feminine. And the feminine is the point of saying, how much is it a double of yourself? And the double makes it a dual to yourself. And we'll dual bodies, God, body energies. So if I doubled myself, I'm a Leo, right? I'm going to have a Libra effect, but I'm really catered towards the Capricorn effect. And why do I say that? Because if I said 5 times 2 is 10. But if I said 5 plus 2 is 7. So the 7 is the Libra effect. Hitting me, but at the same time, that's what we call the judgment. But if I did 5 times 2, that judgment ended up being I'm going to make a judgment, which is 10 to give. Which in the other series from 9 to 10, we call it the hippopotamus or a sobek. Sobek is like the crocodile eat you, take you out because. You know, you've done what you did to make yourself guilty. Now, how do you reconcile as your heart and show your innocence? You know what I'm saying? And people have to do that. People have to actually forgive one another. Now, I ain't saying you got to forget. I'm just saying you got to forgive. So that means there's a unconditioned and there's still a condition. However, the condition is for your safety and your security. Then you can see how your awareness is motion. Because what we do is we attract. And we repel our emotions. So now attract is the A, the R is the repel, and the motion is the M. So that's your first arm and armor. So the Mercury starts in the planet as the connection. As you just heard me say it earlier, it's the connection to really what Tahuti is, or Legba in different cults, or culture, I mean. It's connected to how you'll know what Eshu, still the same thing, bag lady, one who carries that energy from the 7, what I was saying about 5 to 7, is them coming into a higher effect. Now, why I said 2? 2 still can represent, it can represent Taurus energy, and 2 also on a separation, because when we wrote down numbers, we didn't write down the number 2 like the actual character of 2. We actually wrote down a one line and a one line, or a dot and a dot. So that 2, right, can be also Aquarius energy. So that's why we don't know that the Aquarius energy is opposition to Leo. Basically, we have 180 degree we do around each other. And because we're unaware of it, we have to be more aware of it. And because of that, I was speaking earlier. I got up. I don't know. What was I doing? I was playing the drums. And me and my brother, we were playing the drums. And we were getting in. And we are at Virginia Beach. And it was a lot of people coming at us. And I was like, whoa. I mean, it was like some attraction he didn't want. And I was like, wow. And now I had to see the flip side of it because I'd be out there and I'd be seeing it by myself. So they coming around and they like, you know, they could be immature as I don't know what, you know. And now you got to deal with the immaturity people. You know what I mean? So it's not going to always be, oh, people want to come talk to you and you feel good. No, you're going to have something that brute is, I don't know what, playing on your drum. And so now you got to show manners, but not get mad at them because they don't have any. And so now it's the point of mind model versus role model. We want everybody to be in their roles, but we don't know the roles because we took the elder out. And the elder was the deer, el deer. And so the deer and the deerly, why they write that? Because it was a detriment that they wanted to give, some kind of sincerity. The sincerity has been easily woven out of what we speak into society, that now when we get frustrated, I can cuss you out. I can call you names. I can hit you. I can demoralize you. I can put my hands on you. I can do all these things, but it's because we like to play games. And that's why when we get bored, we get sardines in a can. Eventually, you should know how to actually even have the best help you could ever do whenever you're around, because the whole idea is economically. Get into what is resourceful for you. Finding your resources. Be into the helpful resource, like maybe drum or maybe take some art lessons if you don't know, or take some drum lessons if you don't know, because there's a purpose to you healing, right? And once you heal, you can pass it on to other people when it's time that you really, really need some healing. If you look at, there's this movie out right now. It's dang, I can't think of it right now. But it's about this woman. She has a needle in her back, and no one knows about it. They just think she's an evil woman, and she does all this stuff. They show changing the weather up. It's never, you know, pretty. The earth, the nature is just terrible, and it was like that for the longest, and then somebody came around, Akitiku, and he came around, and he was like, my name is Akitiku, and he kept saying it, and he basically, how they said, the Immaculate Conception, he came out of the womb without nobody making him, so it was his energy wanting to be here, and so when he came out, he was as a baby, but he was self-sufficient. He was like, tell me this and tell me that, and then he started going with it. So next thing you know, he was like, yo, why is this place like the way it is? Where there's no water? And it was like, oh, this thing is plugging up. Oh, no, they said like some evil spirit happened and the water's not coming out. And so he goes in to find out, and they're like, what? He could die. And then he unplugs it on a version of almost dying, but it's because of who he is, you know, and he does it because he sees what the people need. And he goes through this, like, trial and error with a lot of the things going on, but people start giving him high praise. And that's what the Pharaoh did before they put him in a book and made him like something else. And so when we look at how did the Heru or Faru, which is the Pharaoh, the Pyra, pyramid, the midsection of ourself, the Demiurge, the low key, the Thor, the low key is the green energy. How do we get into our green and our chlorophyllic, our ability of knowing how to not only go into the yellow, because the yellow could be just like I want to say a yellow bird or the coward concept. However, you got to have some kind of cold rage. And the rage is not to just be savage for rage or savage or sacrilegious energy. It's to go past that point. And there's the Het-Heru. Like, the animal instinct is about us. However, the animal instinct is to show us that animals don't even act like how we're acting. And now you see how they're really doing what they're doing. They've been giving you stuff on the wall that they could describe better than you could describe yourself. How you do that? So now when you go back into the woods or back into the forest or back up the mountain or wherever you're at, start really not looking at it in a fear tactic, because that's how everything start off. I know you feel it. Whenever you get mad, you're in a fear tactic. That's that amped up energy. But now what do you do with it? It's so much energy. How do you release it? You know what I mean? And so there's the meditation. There's the the release valve button that a lot of us have not experienced, because they taught us, or at least some of us thought us, as being slaves. Slaves don't have mentality of meditation. See, so that's why the Asiatic side had to still have that for us, the Asa, which is still Asi, right, and still Asia, and still Ashe. All the words still there. It's just in different ways that you have to now express yourself. Just how we had names, Shiera. Why do you call your name Shiera? Because I want to call it. Actually, there's more to it than that. You're actually given the actual frequency that's needed in there, to where if she said it and slowed it down to herself, she'll empower herself. We took the name because this Adam West was shown. And he said, I'm an Illuminati type of being, but at the same time, illuminating the energy. And so now it's about Adam being born and how these and they and mate she and them. And then we're like, who are these people? And then they say, oh, they got some kind of gold thing going on. They like, are they talking about your blood and all the energy in it? So now is it a vampire out there? Or are you a part of the vampire industry? Are you industrially doing it or industriously doing it? Because if you're industriously doing it, that's even deeper than the industrially doing it. But we say, okay, as long as I'm getting it, because you're not knowing the bone from the biscuit. We were into trust, and now we don't trust each other. You see how that works? So now your spirit ain't really on trust. You ain't on trust like you should be. So now you have to have Buddhas in front of you so you can see what trust is. Like, I trust you ain't going to punch me in the face. I trust you ain't going to take my money from me. I'm going to trust that you ain't going to take from this altar, right? Because you know that's what they do in church. Take from the altar that you gave to the gods. Oh, yeah, that's right. It was one God. Uh-oh, that's the issue. Because you thinking of one God watching you. Well, that's called Gad. And Gad don't do nothing. Gad just sits there. That's why we say, God, why ain't you helping me? Because you calling on a different God. You didn't call Ra out. Ra was where they got God from. In nature, that's a part of that too. And it's all about coming out to manifest something. And since we haven't been doing it, how are you going to come out? You said, Ra-ru, Ra-ru. You know, the actual sound like Ru, like an actual bird doing Ru. And that's what you're doing. You're creating sound, not words. So when they put it in, taken away from the commission way that it was speaking in the phonetics, this is why we being immature to each other. This is why you don't know I'm mature in nature, your nurture. You got toxin from the breast milk. When people just said, in 2020, you're going to wake up, they were talking about the people that got breast milk, you should know how to wake up. But since everybody don't got breast milk, the ones that got the breast milk is going to show you how to wake up. Uh-oh. Now they don't want them there. Right? Okay, kill them. Take them out. What are these people? They different. No. They're a part of you, and you just don't want to get to the part of them. And now the separation starts, and it's okay because we're patient. All of us are patient to a doctor. A doctor need more patients, don't he? That's the only way to get paid, don't he? Okay. All right. I just hope you all got patience for each other because this is what we're going through. We're in an assimilation of learning how we're going to get around each other. I don't care if you don't like that black or white person. You might not know he's black or white. You might find out he's probably closer to you than you know. You say you don't like that man or that woman? Well, it might be closer than you than you know. You don't like this other person? Oh, they might be the one feeding you. You don't like this person? Oh, it might be the one next to you in this car. You don't like this person? Well, he's going to be probably your daddy or your mama later on. This is how we're throwing up the karmic levels and debts in ourselves. If we say, oh, I got money. That money don't mean nothing.
Nothing.
It's a note. There's a note on it. So what do you do for money? Are you doing this for money? Oh, seriously? Wow. So how do you say your gods are on that God, in the God we trust? See how that works? They put trust in a God that's on a dollar bill. Generally, what's it called? Gold, oils, and drugs. They have us to do it for transferring everything we want out of it. However, does it work for us? No, we working for it. So really, how much in your first and your second have you gave no mind to the men, M-I-N, that's a deity, while you saying minutes, and you're writing it down like it's minute, and then didn't know nut. It's all in the word. They told us it's in the beginning. So now it's just the idea, look more into it, and you can see anything that you need. I knew it. You know, I knew it. Being a tribe, a clan, we've had indigenous people here for the longest want to be accepted by them. And that's why the issues is where we're at. We're waiting to speed up with them when we're the speed that they're speeding up to. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
You run around chasing your tail, and you know your tail is you, the head.
Who?
You.
Man. It was you. Eternal.
You
got to
start
spending
with
some
people. Yes, spend with some people. No, we ain't even stopped
yet.
We just where we get started at. Yeah. Right here is the beginning of the, not even the beginning. You hear that? It's the beginning. It's a lesser beginning. And then a never ending.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's going to start. We're going to have to start spending with each other. Time, efficiency, courtesy. We the high glamour people, but we act like peasants if we don't start doing it the right way. Don't keep wearing that mask and bumping people with the elbow, acting like you can't be attached to them. When you think about the COVID, when all you got to do is eat your habits right. That's all they're telling you. That necrophilia came back from back there since the dog age when they were dogging people. Okay. All right.
All right, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. You know, Eternal, would you say that the ancient Godhead, like, are even we in our own right an ancient Godhead or an ancient sigil of our very own? Would you
say it again?
Like, we always go back and we always worship Egypt when we think of ancient Godheads. But Eternal,
right,
us ourselves, you and I, or anybody who knows the depth of their totality, aren't we our very ancient Godhead?
Indeed.
That's what I'm
saying. You got the birds and giving. Okay, so that was, see, what you're speaking on happened just recent. Like last year, just in that time frame, I ran into a bird and wanted to heal the bird. So I just did whatever I could to heal the bird. But then I let somebody else come and get it. They came and got it. And then I felt like, man, I should have probably stayed with that bird some little bit longer. You know? But then I run into another bird. And I'm like, okay, this is a second bird in my spot. But this is not a dark bird. This is now a brighter bird with color. I mean, with not color, black and white, gray and white, actually. So now it's showing me the difference from black. They had gold and all the colors of purple and was it gold, purple, and it was black. And the specs on it was beautiful. I put it in the blog, John. I mean, in the post. But what I like about it is that it was levels to it. And because of that, I know that we have cyclic conversations that we're going to have with the ancestors. And so that's what makes you a part of this deity principle. Like we said earlier, it's not about them being this being. And you say, oh, this being looks like this. No, we are all these aspects in the perceptions of the body parts, as much as anatomy is atum, right? A-T-U-M, not just, and then it's muta, backwards. And now you can see that the analogy to learning anatomy is important because you can find out where Ra, radius, your radius, longaris, your all these rock, like, or thorac, the Thor, our Thor is the thorac region. You have all the Sagittarial line, that Saggy, the gas, that connects to Sekhmet. It's like a lot of the explanations are the deity body parts that you work with, and everybody has that. So that's why I was saying, if you look at it, just even from the 12 by 12, the 144,000, that's actually explaining the 12 times 12. So now, whether it was like you did it for 12 days or you connected by the 12 hours or you did it for 24 hours, there's this other spiritual inclination you have, and not just like how I said with the 5 times 2 or the 5 plus 2. It can sound like it's riddles, but that plus is the T, and that X is also that. So we're looking at, we're looking at how you're putting time back into yourself. And the more you do that, the more you see how you connect to the Godhead.
All right. All right. All right. Eternal, is that it? Your wrap up? That's it? Nothing else? I appreciate it.
Oh, no. I thought you had a question.
That was my question. Are we you answered it. It was pretty much, are we the ancient godheads ourselves? And in your depiction, even with the birds, you know, you yourself are your own whatever, your own sage, your own, you know, you're like the animal whisperer. You know what I'm saying? In essence, you know, that
right.
is a part of your godhead. I don't know. I think that I'm on to something.
No, you're right.
When
you're
I
right.
say,
no, you're
yeah,
right.
we are
absolutely.
The ancient
because
godhead.
I showed you
so
the book.
Whatever energy we put with it.
Yeah, because I showed you sacred
your
society
up,
and the sacred society.
2 minutes.
Okay, okay.
Your wrap up.
I showed
go
you
ahead,
sacred
your wrap
society.
Up.
I got you. Sacred society is showing that we have a bird on the back of us. And we say, stand behind me, Satan. But Satan represents Natas. And because that's been the study, and because of people like Malachi Zay, your Noble Drew Ali, even Frank, Dr. Francis Cress Wilson, the breakdown from melanin, how does it store us energy? And so if you know how to utilize your energy, you'll find out 64.4 billion years plus more is in you. So as a collective, you just got to stay focused. And I know the teachers ain't good teachers, so we got to be more professional into your confession. You are confession to yourself. Once you know the Ka, you know the Fes. That's the Kerab. So now the Kerab, the Kansu, is how you console yourself. Know your temper. So your temper is how you slow it down, the Tepera, the energy of Ra, manifest. Ashe. Ashe.
Across the border, and I think.